Biofortification is a process that enables you improve a crop to the level that, in addition to the crop's ability to produce carbohydrates, protein, and fats, which are the macronutrients, the crop is now able to also produce micronutrients like iron, like zinc, like your vitamin A. So for a crop like cassava, instead of delivering just carbohydrates, the crop is also able to deliver some essential micronutrients like vitamin A for now. And we're hoping that in the future, we could be looking at one or two other micronutrients to breed into each of these target crops.
Well, in your case, actually, your organization has plans to disseminate what you just mentioned earlier, the biofortified cassava stems, to about 100,000 households in many parts of Nigeria. Why Nigeria?
Next month, April, coincides with the start of the rain in Nigeria. In the past 2 years, we have used very proven packages for stem multiplication to rapidly increase available stem materials. We started off with just about 500 bundles early part of 2011, but at the moment, I think we're able to boast of about 250,000 bundles. And with this quantity of stems, we'll be able to reach out to an estimated 100,000 households in Nigeria.
In which parts of Nigeria? Can you give us a few names?
We had a stakeholders workshop in Nigeria in 2010 when we discussed with all the key stakeholders in the country, letting them know what biofortification is all about. Nigeria has 26 states where cassava is grown. There is no way we can start working in those 26 states from the onset. And so we all agreed to use a geopolitical arrangement. And so in southwestern Nigeria, we picked one of the key states where cassava is a major crop, and that is Oyo State. In the southern zone, we picked Akwa Ibom. In the southeastern zone, we picked Imo State. And in the north central zone, we picked Benue State.
Well, let me ask you a quick question before we go any further. Is biofortification different than genetically modified crops? Or is it the same?
Biofortification is a general terminology for the enhancement you make in crops. But under biofortification, you can have the conventional approach and you can have the transgenic approach. At the moment, for the crops that Harvest Plus is working on, they are all developed using conventional approaches. So when you look at vitamin A cassava, or you look at the iron-rich beans in Rwanda, or you look at the sweet potato, these are all developed using traditional breeding methods.
Are you getting any pushback about that? Because I was looking at this guy who wrote that, and I'm going to quote what he says. He goes, well, I'm in my 30s and have been eating cassava all my life, and I don't have a vitamin A deficiency. Do you get that kind of reaction sometimes? Like, why is it that some people have been eating cassava all their lives? Why do you need to fortify it?
This is a statement that we come across in Nigeria very often. We have a group here that you call the anti-GMO group. The anti-GMO group is really very strong in Nigeria. To them, it's a surprise. You are able, through conventional breeding, to enhance the nutrient level in crops. Some still believe it's not possible conventionally. To say that you are bringing cassava that normally should have a white flesh to now have yellow or orange flesh, you know, that is a task that many still believe cannot be done except through transgenic means. And so when someone like that goes on the blog and makes those statements, sometimes comes out of ignorance. When a Nigerian says he consumes cassava and he has not seen evidence of micronutrient deficiency, there are many of us who will say, well, fine, perhaps he stays in Abuja and perhaps he stays in Lagos, so he does not understand the reality. The fact is that we've got nutrition studies conducted by the Ministry of Health. I'm supported by IITA, and it shows very clearly the level of malnutrition is on the high side. We've got all those evidences, but we've been able to convince them because we even went to the extent of bringing a few of them to the lab, running tests that will confirm to them that these varieties are not genetically modified. So at the moment, it's not a major problem any longer.